All right, so does anyone have any questions that I can address? Either in Brazil or Moscow. So we know that the Rath Yatra time is approaching, and it's significant in many different ways. As Srila Gurudev was pointing out the other day, it's the ideal time, spiritually speaking, to start something new. He said, you can imagine, he said, Krishna has so many Jyotishis, other than him being, Vedaham, Samakirtani, Janmani Tavacharjana. He knows everything. He's Krishna. But he's saying, from the Aprakrita point of view, he has so many Jyotishis, astrologers he can consult with. So if he decides that this is the particular day that he will go to Vrindavan, that he will start from Dwaraka for Vrindavan, said, then we can understand how special is that day. So the Vaishnavas are those who have some sensitivity to spiritual emotion. Hridayena binugyato yodharmasta nibodhata. That is their qualification. They're indifferent to the pleasures, pains, desires, what's desirable, undesirable of this plane, but they're very sensitive in terms of spiritual emotions. That's why rasa bhas disturbs the higher devotees. What may be apparently insignificant in the lower section is a disturbance in the higher plane. So Srup Damodar, Mahaprabhu II, Dvitiya Kalevaram, anything, any writing, any poetry, any suggestion before it would come to Mahaprabhu's ear had to pass the Srup Damodar test. So, because Mahaprabhu, what was Siddhanta Avirodha, that which is against Bhakti Siddhanta, or Rasa Bhas, that would make him angry to hear that. So, it had the first pass Srup Damodar. Gurudev has pointed out before that it's interesting to note that this, the Rath Yatra day is also the disappearance day of Srup Damodar Goswami. Being waking up that morning, and he said, we can understand it must have been around the time of the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Srup Damodar waking up in the morning and realized Mahaprabhu is not there. And of course, many, many times before, such was the situation that Sri Chaitanya Dev, although his room had no windows and the door was barred with a guard, sometimes mysteriously, mystically, he would vanish in the dead of night. But on this particular day, Srup Damodar Prabhu realized he's not here and he will not dance before Jagannath this year. And that was unbearable to him. So he also left the world. But Srila Gurudev was saying how auspicious this day is for beginning anything. And it's of dual significance to all the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, because this is the day in 1942 in Navadvipa Dham that Srila Guru Maharaj entered a hut and hoisted a flag and announced the birth of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. He had been in Navadvip for a year, living in a hired house, and etc. But on this day, the Rath Yatra day of 1942, when I say this day, it means June 27th this year in India. All the devotees left yesterday and this morning for Puri. But if this is the day that Srila Guru Maharaj began, hoisted that flag high in the sky of Navadvip Dham, Navadvipa's Odarja, Vrindavan in the mode of magnanimous distribution. Vrindavan is distributing itself in Gaur Lila. Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Sapta Shatadar Dasa DK Jaha Hoite Chaitanya Lila Hoy Sarovara Akshoy Manuso Hamsa Tararha Jahate. Kaviraj Goswami concludes the Madhya Lila by drawing a comparison between the difference between Krishna Lila and Chaitanya Lila. Generally, devotees will think, oh, Krishna Lila, there's so much nectar there. Gaura Lila, there's so much nectar there. But that's not exactly what he's saying. He's saying something of special significance. Krishna Lilamrita Sar, that Krishna Lila, the Amrita Sar, the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, right, its essence being Madhura Rasa, Adi Rasa, Mukhya Rasa, that from which everything has sprung, Janmadyasya Yataha, that is Krishna Lila. But that very Krishna Lila is the exclusive domain of the highest section of liberated souls. Not everyone can enter there. So, it's inaccessible, we can say. Janma koti sukritayar na labhyate. We're told 10 million births of perfectly executing raga bhakti is insufficient to give one entrance into that domain. So how qualified the personnel must be of Goloka Vrindavan. So yes, it's Amrita Sar. It's the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, but it is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls and is therefore otherwise inaccessible. But in Chaitanya Lila, it's a Dasa DK Jaha Hoite, that Chaitanya Lila is Odarja, the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Lila in all 10 directions. That Dasa DK means 10 directions, north, south, east, west, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, and up and down. In every direction, it says like a spring of nectar. A nectar spring of Krishna Lila is streaming out of Gaura Lila. Jata jata gaura padara vinde, vinde ta bhaktim prita punirasi, tata tato sarputi hridya khasmat, radha Kadam Boja Sudhambu Rasi. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, therefore, those who are Sukritivan, Sumedasa, of refined theistic intellect, they will wisely invest all their serving capital in the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's in consonance with the advice of Nityananda Prabhu, who says, Bajagauranga, Kahagauranga, Lahagauranga Nam, everything Gauranga. Why? He knows Gauranga means Radha Krishna Chit Lila Lilamritam. Means Radha Govinda, Gauranga. Jarigorna Hoita Taviki Hoita Kamari Daritam Dehe, Radha Mahima, Prema, Rasa, Sima, Jagata Janatake. In fact, we would never have known substantially who is Srimati Radharani and what is her gift to the world, which is called Krishna consciousness. This would have never been known if not for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees wisely invest all their serving capital at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, wherein lies the entrance to Vrindavan, to the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, when he entered that hut and announced his intentions, he, in a sloka, recorded the conceptual architecture of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasring Vibrat Sambhati Gangatata Nikata Navadipa Kholadiraje Yatra Sri Gaura Saraswata Nirata Gaura Gatha Grananti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Sing Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. What is this proclamation? This flag is flying high in the sky. A massive bamboo pole with a red flag atop. Srila Gurudev pointed out at that time, according to bamboo prices, it was one very expensive bamboo pole. And some of the godbrothers, they even were mildly amused because they thought, Sridhar Maharaj, he's living in a hut with a thatched roof and he's got this giant bamboo pole poking holes through the clouds in the sky with his flag. And that flag is announcing this intention as recorded in this sloka. What is it? Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, to loudly proclaim the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. And as we've mentioned at different times, loud, really in the sense of profundity, not volume, but profundity, the profundity of Srila Guru Maharaj's representation of the position of Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is loud. That is and subsequently broadcast all over the world. When we came, as Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu knows very well, when we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, we all underwent some remarkable inner transformations, because up to this point, as members of the Krishna consciousness movement, we were more than a little focused upon Krishna. And everything else was secondary to Krishna. That was our general idea. But we were astonished to learn when we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj that, a polar reversal took place. Where, and best described in Srila Guru Maharaj's own words that was revealed by Srila Saraswati Thakur and his circumambulation of Braja Mandal, when they came to Radhakunda, and who later was known as Paramahansa Maharaj, he's known as Paramananda Prabhu at the time, a young boy who came to the lotus feet of Srila Saraswati Thakur in Gaudiya Math, and very favorite to him. So much so they were once on a train ride, like going to Puri, like the devotees now, and the boy, Saraswati Thakur, any prasadam you want? He said, I would like some halwa. And there was one yogi on the train visiting Saraswati Thakur, so he made halwa appear for the boy. But that boy, Paramahansa, Paramananda Prabhu, he said to Saraswati Thakur, when he observed the Maharaj of Bharatpur and his family circumambulating Radhakunda and Shyamakunda by bowing down and offering dandavats and moving up one length of their body, saying some prayers and again offering dandavats. In that way, their intention was to circumambulate the whole of Radha and Shyamakunda. And seeing that, the boy said to Saraswati Thakur, oh, they have so much devotion for Radharani. And Srila Saraswati Thakur said, yes, but there is a big difference between them and us. In their conception, Krishna is holding the primary position. And because Radharani is dear to Krishna, they're worshipping her. But our conception is just the opposite of that. Radharani, she's holding the primary position. And because she likes Krishna and wants Krishna and to serve Krishna, we have anything to do with Krishna. So this line are those who are exclusively, wholly given over to the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which is also described in that sloka. It says, Tata tatot sarputi hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudam burasi. By investing all your serving capital in Chaitanya Lila, something a very mysterious transformation will take place in your heart. That being that automatically, subconsciously, deep from within the core of your heart, the Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi will appear. The ocean of the nectarine service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That means necessarily entrance into Vrindavan. So this is one of the open secrets of the Krishna consciousness movement, is that the entranceway to Vrindavan is located in Navadvip and at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see that in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duti Subolitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam, that Krishna, in the loving exchange of pastimes and love affairs with Srimati Radharani, he is astonished at the sort of devotion and affection that she possesses for him. In fact, although he is omniscient, it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamritam that he cannot estimate the limits of her love. He cannot fathom that, he cannot estimate it. It's overwhelming to the point that it eclipses his own position. At that same Brajamandal Parikrama, one disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur was known as Parbat Maharaj. He had him speak on Prahlad Charit at that time as well. He asked Saraswati Thakur, he said, when we read in the Bhagavatam that at a particular point in their divine pastimes of the Rasa Leela, that after Srimati Radharani displays superior singing and dancing, that she, because up to that point she saw that there are billions and trillions of gopis assembled there. And she thought at some point, oh, do you think I'm one of them? You give me equal treatment. Lalita was dancing and singing, Vishakha. But then Radharani herself, she's known as Gandharvika, she began to sing and dance in the most inconceivably enchanting way, and then left in a huff. And Krishna, after some time, realized the whole flow of rasa had diminished and realized the absence of one. Radhamadaya Hridaya Tatyaja Braja Sundari. And his heart being saturated with thoughts of her, all the others were cancelled and he went searching for her. We're searching for Sri Krishna, he's searching for Sri Radha. Then after connecting with her, after some time, this Parvati Maharaj says, but then we see Krishna abandoned her. At the suggestion of this idea, Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur became enraged and said, why are you mentioning that? There's no devotion to be found there. Because devotees, they're always interested in that area where devotion is being shown, which means where the infinite comes under the control of the finite, where Krishna comes under the control of his devotee. So this superficially, apparently, was antithetical to that and unpalatable, this Srila Saraswati Thakur, being an exclusive servitor of Srimati Radharani, Sri Barshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Das, Doita Das. So Srila Guru Maharaj, ever the perfect assistant servitor, thought there must be some way to adjust this. And he found, reading in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he could, on the basis of what Bhaktivinoda Thakur had given, he could reestablish the supremacy of Srimati Radharani by informing that Krishna wanted to see from a hidden place what sort of expressions will come from her heart in separation from him. So from a hidden place, he observed something so astonishing, so bewildering and attractive as she vented her heart and underwent ecstatic transformation that Krishna became convinced that he wanted to embrace her position. So he took the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duti Subolitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. But that position, because he cannot estimate, he said, it appears 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. So really, for Krishna, this is terra incognito. It is an unexplored world. But who knows that interior? Two persons know it to the extreme. Three, you can say, that Srimati Radharani herself and Lalita Vishakha. They're assisting Radharani when she's feeling separation from Krishna. So in Gaur Leela, Radharani, her heart having been plundered by Krishna, aparam kasyapi pranayi janavadasya kutuki, rasotstamam ritva maduram upavoktam kam apiya, rucham swam avabre dutim tadiyam, sat chaitanya kime punar devas chaitanakriti atitaram nal kripayatu. Rupa Goswami says in his Chaitanyastakam, plundering the heart of Srimati Radharani, her inner wealth, Krishna has become enriched internally, and to her, what is radiating from her heart covers his Shama Sundar complexion and turns him into Gauranga. Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varan, and Guru Maharaj described. And how radiant is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Svarna Koti Darpanava Deho Varna Gauravam. Like 10 million brilliant shining mirrors of gold. That is beyond our conception. You'd need 10 million eyes to take in the radiant beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's due to the influence of possessing the heart of Srimati Radharani. So Gadadhar Pandit knows, Swarup Damodar knows. And Swarup Damodar, in the midst of Mahaprabhu's divine madness shown before Jagannath in the Rath Yatra, manages to maintain his composure and supply Mahaprabhu with appropriate slokas to assuage the pain of separation or to augment certain sentiments. So, Udgita Kirtir Jayasrin, to loudly proclaim the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself has come to do this. That's recorded by Guru Maharaj in his Arati song. Gauranga, after he takes possession of the heart of Srimati Radharani, we're told in that song, she, the original Mona Lisa smile, a very faint, mysterious smile, once Krishna's in possession of her heart. But then she becomes worried that knowing the devastating effects of separation and the inconceivable tenderness and softness of Krishna's divine form, that he'll be rolling on the ground in divine madness. So she says, I will cover you with myself. That's also corroborated in the Ramananda Samvad, when Ramananda realizes whom first appeared to him as a sannyasi, infusing his saffron garments with like a sun glow, has now transformed before him. So he told Mahaprabhu, he said, I'm no longer seeing a sannyasi. Now when I look at you, I'm seeing Krishna. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, we've heard about devotees like you in the scriptures. They're called Mahabhagavatas. Wherever you cast your loving eye, you see Krishna. This is amazing. So when you look at me, you're also seeing Krishna. But really, it's the sort of devotion you possess in your heart that's causing this. But Ramananda Roy didn't think that was funny. And he said, please, my Lord, stop teasing me. There's a bewildering sight before me. I'm seeing Shama Goparup, the form of a cowherd boy in cowherd dress with the flute and the Shama Sundar complexion. But not only that, I see that a golden girl like doll, she's covered the cowherd boy. What is this? And Mahaprabhu said, I cannot conceal myself from your loving eye. You see who I am. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. Ecstasy personified, and the one who can extract infinite level of ecstasy, Radha Thakurani, see how they've combined as one. And then Ramananda fainted. So Krishna, he chose this height of separation as Mahaprabhu to repeatedly relish that. And that is the consciousness of Srimati Radharani. And we're calling, telling Krishna consciousness. Udgita Kirti Jayasram Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadipa Kaladi Raji. And where is this Chaitanya Saraswat Mat located? It sprung out of the soil of Navadip Dham, out of this Odarja Krishna conception of Mahaprabhu, on the banks of the Ganga in Gupta Govardhan, which is, Govardhan is the ultimate aspiration of those in this line, particularly the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Saraswati Thakur. Why? Because that is our hope. It's also in the magnanimous position. When Srila Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj met during Saraswati Thakur's Brajamandal Parikrama, and they were at a camp near Koshi, and it was announced that some sannyasis would take a group of pilgrims to see the deity of Sheshai, which has some deep significance in terms of the Braja Gopis venting separation. And then it was also told, but Prabhupada, meaning Saraswati Thakur, he'll take the class this evening. This evening he'll be giving the class, so you can either stay for that, or the sannyasis are going to take the pilgrims to see Sheshai. So Srila Prabhupada said, I was thinking, what will I see by going to this Sheshai? And Guru Maharaj laughed and said, I exercise. And then they both laughed. Because that was one of the remarks of Saraswati Thakur. So he said, I thought I'll stay and hear Prabhupada. And at that time, Saraswati Thakur noted, he said, oh, this boy, he's very serious. He does not go. He stays to hear. And Prabhupada said, some things I could understand, some things I could not understand, but I would go on hearing. And Guru Maharaj also stayed. And Guru Maharaj, being the acute hearer that he is, said, he recalls not only that he stayed and heard Srila Saraswati Thakur speak that evening, but he recalled the subject of the talk. And he said, that evening he gave a revolutionary interpretation of Govardhan that we'd never heard previously. And just as in the slok that Rupa Goswami has collected in his Padyavali, says, no diksham na ta sakriyam na purush charja mana gikshite mantro yam rasanas prageva palati Sri Krishna nam atmaka, that there's no prerequisite for Krishna to distribute himself. Sri Krishna Namatmaka. When Krishna wants to give himself in the form of his name, which means himself completely, there's no prerequisites or requirements that shall be based upon. Merely Krishna's desire to distribute himself is sufficient. And Saraswati Thakur gave the example. He said, just like the cowmen of Govardhan, when they want to increase the number of cows, there's no consideration of Brahmin cow, Kshatriya cow, Vaishya cow, Shudra cow. Just a potent bull and bring the cows. And they make more cows. So, when the source is potent, there's no consideration of the qualifications of the recipient. A minimum requirement, faith. What does faith mean? The belief and the prospect of what you're hearing about Krishna consciousness, that it's true. There's something in us that compels us to believe it's possible. It's true. It's possible that what I'm hearing from the devotees, from the scriptures, from Guru, what my heart is resonating to, that it's true. I may not be able to fully comprehend it or understand it or articulate it, but there's something deep inside of the core of my heart that says it could be true. And I want to explore that possibility. And as we culture that, our faith evolves. In the association, Sadhu Sangha Vato Satovare, those in the same line and superiorly qualified, our faith will grow and be nourished to the point of where it will become deeply rooted in the soil of belief and turn into nishta, utter conviction, deeply rooted faith. This process is described by Rupa Goswami, ado shraddha, sarusanga, bhajanakriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, prem. The step-by-step process. So, we heard from the very beginning, when we joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, Srila Prabhupada would say, what is this Rath Yatra? The happiness of Radharani and Braja Gopis returning Krishna to Vrindavan. And we can think of it in this way, as we've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj, that when Krishna is in Dwaraka, Brihad Bhagavatamritam Sanatan Goswami, one day he could not get it out of bed. Everything's present in the Supreme Absolute. Even being unable to get out of bed is there in Krishna Leela. And the queens, they're noticing Krishna a little absent-minded lately. Sometimes at night he's calling the name of cows and gopis in his sleep. And other queens telling Rukmini, no, even in the daytime, he's absent-minded and remembering Vrindavan. So while Krishna was unable to get out of bed that day, in the outer room, the queens of Dwaraka were discussing with Rohini, who participates in Vrindavan as well as Dwaraka Leela, if she'll tell something about Krishna's hometown and his teenage years. And hearing of those pastimes with the Braja Gopis, Krishna in the next room started feeling deep separation and underwent ecstatic transformation. Srila Guru Maharaj likened it to when someone is moving at a very fast speed in a particular direction, and then you put on the brakes and stop that movement, and the pull of the other direction plays upon them. So Krishna is moving at the speed of infinite in Dwaraka, in Dwaraka Leela. And by hearing the Braja Leela pastimes, they're exerting a pull on him that's pulling him out of Dwaraka Leela towards Vrindavan. And the transfiguration takes place in which it's so astonishing what he's experiencing that his eyes begin to bulge and become large. And the intensity of the ecstasy that's playing upon his divine form is so great it causes his limbs to enter the body, the arms and legs, and he becomes transformed into Jagannath. Then he's mad to go to Vrindavan. So, if this is the inner desire of Krishna to return to Vrindavan, which, and what is that Vrindavan? A construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Anyera hridoyamon moramon Vrindavan. Then most people, their heart and mind are the same. For me, my heart and Vrindavan are the same. Radha Padmankitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vrindavan is that super concentrated chinmoy substance enriched with the highest, most intense form of dedication and self-forgetfulness that's embellished by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So, to take Krishna back to Vrindavan means to return him, in essence, to the heart of Srimati Radharani, where he never really leaves to begin with. But this is the innermost desire of Krishna. If someone will touch that rope and pull it ever so slightly in the direction of Vrindavan, Krishna will feel inconceivably, incalculably indebted to them. Mukti will be, you know, a side effect. Muktir hitmanyata rupam swaropena vibhastiti. Really, one will be given entrance to the seva mayoyam loka. This is the inconceivably auspicious nature of Krishna consciousness, that even the remotest connection, not even fully realized, but just coming in connection with this divine substance, will yield incalculable benefit. So everyone is eager at the time of Rath Yatra to somehow, on some level, assist Radharani and Brajagopis in returning Krishna to Vrindavan. So some devotees asked Srila Gurudev if he would be going, and he said, everyone wants to go, and I also want to go, but his health condition is preventing that. But we're very fortunate here, because in India, at least I know in America, and I imagine it's true in other countries, they have big parades that are on national television, you know, a few times a year, and famous commentators are there, and they have all the cameras. So in India, Punya Bhumi, this place is so pious, that the Rath Yatra festival parade is broadcast on national television. So last year, beginning around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, until noon, we watched the Rath Yatra, and they have commentators, and they quote slokas from the Puranas, and Gurudev would quote the same slokas, and the Pandu Vijay, of where Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev, just, they come out of the temple and ascend the chariots, that takes 2 or 3 hours, and is very, very beautiful and enchanting. So it's our good fortune, we'll be watching that with His Divine Grace, hearing Him chant the slokas, and His delegated representative, Purujit Prabhu and Janardhan Maharaj, there in Puri with some others, and they'll be filming this and returning with the film, and we look forward to watching that in the presence of His Divine Grace as well.
Jivanakrishna Prabhu has a question.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned about Nishtha, like this, and you wanted to know that when one is able to reach Nishtha, then all anarthas are gone?
Srila Guru Maharaj, he says that a genuine Vaishnava will never think that he's achieved the stage of anartha nivritti. We hear in the Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when Krishna desires to dance rasa, he gives an indication to Yogamaya to cast this play. To select who will participate. And Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that someone might say, the king is ready to eat mangoes, so they send someone to collect mangoes. They go to a tree and they pluck many mangoes from that tree. And when they return, they see these mangoes are ready immediately, these need a few days ripening, like that. So Chakravarti Thakur says, Yogamaya surveys the eligible devotees and sees these are ready right now, and some need some further ripening or maturing. So we find in that pastime that when Krishna sounds his flute, some are going immediately, despite the prohibitions of their husbands and relatives, while others are barred from going, and they have to stay home. And some of them even die at that time. But we're told by Chakravarti Thakur, in the case of those who are unable to go, that they need some further ripening. Just like you might put the mango in a brown paper bag and put it in the window and let it get some sun. So he said, the fire of the separation that they experienced that time brings them to the fully ripened stage. So when they themselves go and Krishna tells them to return, this is what I call the spiritual uncertainty principle. Even though they're the most exalted souls in the spiritual world, they doubt their qualifications. Because they know that Krishna Prema is irresistible to Krishna, but he's sending us away. So that means we must not have Krishna Prema. So why is it that we cross the statements of the Vedas, transgress the laws of morality, and circumvented our husbands, families, etc.? It must have been for some selfish reason and not Krishna Prema. So even they doubt their qualifications. So Rupa Goswami, he's giving this analysis. But a devotee will not think that they have achieved that. Anartha, one meaning of anartha, we generally take it to mean impurities, but another meaning of artha is meaning. Anartha means misconception. The devotee will always think that there's something lacking in them. Just like in this world, a perfectionist. Right, I've told before, in our Russian center there that we're speaking to now, it's near the Bolshoi, where the Russian ballet is. And we know they're famous, the ballerinas of Russia, as being perfectionists. While other people see what to them is a jaw-dropping, astonishing performance and are lauding them with so much praise. The prima ballerina is somewhat embarrassed and sees only the flaws in her performance. It's something like that. Others may appreciate, but the actual devotee always sees something lacking, some room for improvement. No prema gandasti darapi mehoro. Mahaprabhu himself personifies this, venting Radharani's type of devotion, saying, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna Prema, what to speak of a drop of that divine substance. And we say anartha, there's gross anartha and subtler levels of anartha. So really the stage is bhava bhakti. After anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, ashakti, then bhava bhakti. At bhava bhakti, Rupa Goswami is saying, that's the real qualified stage for a devotee to tackle the higher subject matters. Otherwise, premature exposure to that can be disastrous. And just being possessing nishta, when one devotee suggested that as a qualification once to Srila Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj went, nishta? Nothing. That didn't rate high in his book. Is above nishta, ruchi, he said ruchi, somewhat safe. Ashakti, rati, bhav. And even from sarup siddhi one can fall. So the devotees, they're never thinking that they're free from anartha or that they're in a safe position. Therefore they're always seeking the shelter of Krishna's devotees. Asraya loya bhaje. And we're told that's the safe strategy. We're nothing substantially. We can be dismissed out of hand. We're unknown quantities. Jiva is an impoverished shakti. But if Jiva will take shelter of a substantial devotee, then Krishna cannot dismiss them. And what are we told in the Bhagavatam? Nashta prayesh avidreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Nashta prayesh avadreshu. These are bhadras, unwanted things. They're almost vanished. Then one can approach the higher domain in earnest. Krishna, he doesn't have to wait for one to become perfect and pure to fully reveal himself. So nashta prayesh avadreshu is almost completely vanished, then Krishna conception comes in and easily establishes its supremacy over that heart. And then whatever remainder might be there, by the fire of separation is burned up, and that devotee achieves the perfectional stage. If that's very high, Guru Maharaj said Sarasvati Thakur's mantra, motto, Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange, Matala Sarujana Vishayarange. To realize that plane is so high, if you don't achieve it by being a perfect Vaidyabhakta for 10 million lifetimes, how high it must be. If Brahma, Shiva, Uddhava, and Lakshmi aspire for an atomic presence in that plane, how high must it be? So our attention is always on the least service, not intimacy, but service, and the least service. That is the line of Lalita Sakhi as well. The greatest magnitude of intensity for the least service. The greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least service. And that's also personified in Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. His focal point is the least service of Guru Maharaj. He wants that. Therefore, he's qualified to be an intimate servitor.
So much in
nature. So, Maharaj?
Yes.
It's time for
RDQ. Alright, so we'll conclude here. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Madhava Sundarju Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Sitarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. In Brazil there's also Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Jagannath Rath Yatra Ki Jai, Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu Ki Jai, Ashutosh Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai, Sanyasi Brinda Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, the Brazilian Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, the Ruski Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasata Krishnano Shilana Sangha Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srilasi Bhakti Vedanta Shami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande, Rival.